welcome to the Raging Bull Podcast. I'm your host, Ben Sturgill. Join me as I interview people from all walks of life who've built successful lives, self-made millionaires, entrepreneurs, traders, authors, and experts in their chosen fields. Discover the mindset and motivation to make successful people tick and learn new ways to apply these ideas, lessons, and successes to help you build your own success and live a better life. On the show again, we have Jeff Bishop, the main man here in Raging Bull. Jeff, welcome back. Glad to have you with us.
Always love it, Ben. Thank you.
Well, I love having you on the show because, you know, 20 years in the market and your perspective in terms of what you're seeing happening is just always a helpful thing, even for me as a fellow trader, but I know it is for our listeners. So I'd love to start there. I mean, we had, you know, a recent just incredible drop in the market, as so many people know, as they've experienced, you know, the SPY, which I trade daily, down to 218. And then since that time, we've had this incredible bounce back where today it was up at, you know, in the 270s. And so I'm just curious for you, Jeff, as a person who's been in the market for 20 plus years, what are you seeing? What are you thinking? Is this something that surprised you at all?
Well, yes, actually, it's always surprising. I was going to say the move up, but the move down too, that a drop that violent, that fast was pretty unprecedented. We've never seen that before in the market. So that really caught a lot of people off guard. With all the trading algorithms and computerized trading we have nowadays in the markets, things like that just really throw things out of whack. And you have computer programs scrambling to hedge things again, and models get blown up. So we see some really big disconnects in the market when moves like that happen. They're just way outside the normal. And I think that really causes a lot of chaos. So things probably went down a lot farther than they should have or needed to. And then on the upside, like we've just seen in the last week or so here, over a 20% move from the bottom, like you said, that 218 level for the SPY, over a 20% move just in a week or so. So that's pretty unprecedented also. We should not be seeing moves like that in the market. But, you know, here we are. It's the day and age we live in. So we got to roll with it and do our best to manage it along the way.
So Jeff, how do you roll with it? Like when you wake up to the market, like what type of fresh eyes do you try and bring to the market each and every day in order to find or look for your setups in terms of saying, hey, is this going to be a 10% up day, 10% down day? Are there indicators you look at? Is it a feeling you get? What's insight and wisdom you can give to listeners, you know, in terms of how you approach the markets daily?
Yeah, some of it is an art. So some of it is a gut feeling, like you said, of looking at the market. Just after looking at the market over 20 years, you develop a sense for when things are likely to make a turn one way or the other, whether it's different indicators or things like that. It really comes down to market sentiment. Sometimes the market you can just feel is so pessimistic. There's huge volume on the downside and, you know, things, people just really gave up on stocks. That typically is when you're going to see the bottoms happen. And then you see euphoria on the upside. So you'll see stocks break through key resistance levels and then shorts get squeezed and force more buying on top of that. So I think you get exaggerated moves higher in this kind of market too. But in a bear market, it's not unusual to have 10 or 20% moves here and there. It doesn't mean the bear market's over necessarily, but you can definitely see rallies like this along the way. So I wouldn't give the market a clean bill of health at this point and say everything's a clear green light. We just happen to have a 20% move off a low that was probably too low too fast. So I think people really still need to be cautious out there.
So in the past, you've talked about a death line, right? Like a line you're looking at that, hey, if it breaks this place, watch out below. Is there a current line you have like that as you look at the markets now or even look at the SPY?
Yeah, definitely. I think there's two levels that we really need to keep an eye on here. The first would be for the S&P. So I'm always talking about the SPY here, the SPY. That's how I look at the general market. If the SPY closes under that 243 level, which is where it had last week, that was kind of like the low for last week after Trump said it was going to be a very difficult 2 weeks ahead of us. We all remember him saying that. And the markets had a really bad open. I think, I mean, almost a limit down open, I think. So it started the week off really bad, and then things rebounded since there. But that was the panic low for that week. So around 243, that level's got to hold. I'll be trading off of that. I do not think it's going to break anytime soon, so I'll be kind of trading off of that base. And then if that does break, I think you'll see a big flush, And then that 218 level would be the next one. That was the panic level that we saw a few weeks ago. So that was the ultimate low for this market that we've seen. So if that gets taken out, things are really, really going to get sketchy.
Mm. You know, because that's what a lot of people are asking, right? When we have corrections like this, as you know, Jeff, as you've mentioned to me, even as a trader, when we have corrections like this, you know, these are once in a generation, oftentimes opportunities to look to get into the market. And that's the question I hear from so many people these days, right? Whether they've gone cash or they've pulled their money out or they're sitting on cash on the sidelines and they're thinking, gosh, when's the time to get back in? Now we have these, you know, capitulations back to 270 and back and forth, and everyone wants to try and call the bottom. So I'm not going to ask you to do that. But, you know, for you, after your experience of trading through 2008, you know, through 9/11, you know, what are some signs for you about when, you know, you personally want to get back into this market to the long side?
So after having lived through both of those big market corrections, after the tech crash back in early 2000 and then the financial crisis around 2008 or so, during the tech crash, I was way too scared. I thought the world was ending. So I really missed all the rebound after that. I got out of the market pretty much for a couple of years after that. I took big losses then and I didn't get back in the game. And then I missed incredible opportunities like scooping up Amazon back then, or all the big stocks that were surely going to make it. I gave up on. So by being too cautious and scared there, I missed an incredible opportunity that lasted, you know, 8 years, I guess, before the next crash. After the financial crisis, I really kind of gave up. I didn't put enough money to work. So I'll say is that I knew things were going to come back. Things kind of surprised me, and they rebounded much quicker than I thought. And I ended up taking a lot of my long-term positions off the table way too early. So from those lows that we saw around 2007 or so, I ended up taking gains, you know, within a couple years on stocks that I was maybe up 100% on. Well, those stocks went on to move 500% or they went up huge. And I just missed by being too scared of not being able to lock in my profits. I took profits way earlier than I should have. And I missed out on some enormous moves over the next decade after that, pretty much. So those are some common things I'll say to take away from here. And what I'm looking at this time is I do believe America's going to come back. I don't think this is the end of the world. We're going to battle through this. Things will be strong. There's going to be, you know, major industries disrupted. There's going to be whole new industries created out of it. There always is when you see things like this happen. And I don't ever want to put myself in the position of trying to call the ultimate bottom. That's foolish. No one's got that crystal ball and no one knows when that's going to happen. There's news that could come out tomorrow that could take this market way lower for a significant time. We just don't know. So what I do want to do is I want to say, okay, I've got this set amount of money, whatever that amount is. I'll say, you know what? I want to put this to work. I don't know when the bottom is, but over the next 3, 4, 5 months, I want to put this money to work. So I'm going to start buying Apple. Like that's Apple's on my go-to list. So I want to buy Apple. Maybe it's once a week or maybe it's once a month, but I'm going to start scaling into these positions. I'm not going to get the highest price and I'm not going to get the lowest price, but I'm going to get a good average price over the next few months. And I do think that things will rebound over the next year, 2 years, and this will be a great, great opportunity. But I don't want to go all in at any one time and think that I know when the bottom is. That's just foolish.
So you would say maybe smaller buying over time, dollar cost average your entries. And if you get some now, if it goes lower, you get some there. Ultimately, it brings you to a place that when you think longer term, it'll ultimately see it paid off as you think 1, 2, 3 years down the road.
Yeah, absolutely. I sure do.
What we typically talk about here at Raging Bull is trading, right? Getting in, getting out. What you and I have kind of shifted here to is investing. So, you know, we don't really offer too many services like that at Raging Bull in terms of helping people think 2 to 3 years down the road. But I understand that's changing. Is that right? Is there something new that you have going on that you're now going to be offering to folks in Raging Bull that are thinking long-term like this in a generational event like we have right now?
Well, I guess you're going to spill the beans here. But so there's one request that I've gotten a lot, especially recently, is about, you know, longer term trading. So people are still interested in short term trading. That's my bread and butter. It's what I love to do. I think options are great strategies for short term trading, just the way they're built. But, you know, personally, like I don't keep all of my money in short term trading. So that I have a trading portfolio that I use, but the bulk of my money I keep in longer term investments. So I've got long term holdings I'm in. And this is probably the most excited I've been in years, because I know that this is all the stocks that I loved and I just couldn't buy on the way up because they're so pricey. Well, now I'm getting to buy them at a discount. So the market's discounting these great stocks, and I still believe they've got great earning potential going forward. And so I'm going to make a lot of money in the next few years. So when I've got a longer term view on things, this is the most exciting time that I've had as far as getting into long-term positions. And I'll be starting a new portfolio where people can watch what I'm doing with my own personal family money and the moves that I'm making in the longer term holds, and also using some option plays on top of that. But I think this is a great opportunity to get back in the game here.
So you're telling me that members are going to get access to see the personal Bishop family holdings?
That's right. We're going to pull back the curtain on, you know, what I'm doing with the personal family money there. So it's going to be called the Bishop Family Portfolio. And it's not just a clever name, it's what it actually is. So this is, it'll be a portfolio with my family's personal money that you can see which actual positions that I'm in and when I make my entries and exits along the way for longer holds. So these are stocks that I'll plan to hold for several months, or some might be core holdings that I'll keep for years. But this will be a great opportunity for people to see what actual moves I'm making with that money.
That's fantastic, Jeff. I mean, I know that there are a lot of people out there who are trading with their own trading accounts, but as you mentioned, doing the same thing, you know, with larger sums of money, kind of the money that's going to take them through the rest of their life, you know, they're looking for opportunities to put this money to work over the next several months and next several years. And so I love the fact that they get to see what a seasoned trader is doing with his own family money and be able to watch that through this crazy time. Now, did that come about just because people were asking for it?
Yeah, sometimes you just want to see someone who's been through it. You want to see how they're managing it, because it's gut-wrenching, right? We're going through some times that, you know, no one's ever been through these. So you kind of want to watch over the shoulder of someone who's been through times similar to this and see how they're stomaching volatility and how they're approaching buying stocks right now. So I think it's just a great opportunity. And to answer your question, I have gotten a ton of requests for this recently. So that's why I think now is the right time to introduce this and start rolling it out. I don't think that earlier this year was, obviously, and in hindsight you can say this, but at the time I just didn't think that rolling out a long-term portfolio was great, because I just didn't have the conviction, honestly. I didn't think it was a good time to start putting long-term money to work back in January or any time in the last year or so. I felt stocks were too elevated, and I've been waiting for a time when the market would pull back and I could get the prices that I wanted on the best stocks out there. So now's the time, and I'm ready to go, man. I've got my list ready to go. I'm just waiting for start scaling in slowly on these different positions like I talked about. But man, now is just the best time to get involved with long-term trading.
I love it, Jeff. I love it. So when will people get an opportunity to trade with you and the Bishop Family Portfolio?
So it's kind of in a beta test right now. I've actually just started releasing this to some of our elite members. Elite members are those that basically have bought all Raging Bull services. So if you want to be an elite member, talk to customer support. They'll be happy to sign you up. But the elite members are actually in a beta test right now. So I'm working with them on showing them some of my positions, giving them reports on different stocks that I'm looking to get into in the next few days or few weeks. So that's already rolled out. To the general public, I'm probably going to release this in a couple of weeks. I would say sometime towards the back half of April. I'm not sure exactly when yet, but it's about ready to go.
Love it. I think that's fantastic. I mean, you were talking about, you know, stocks that have an opportunity to get into them now. I was just looking at AT&T actually, you know, and I have a mark set for this thing. Gosh, if it drops down below 25, I want to get in, because it was up at 40 back in February. I mean, this is a blue chip dividend stock, and it hasn't been that price in almost a decade. So, you know, I think you nail it on the head, Jeff. tremendous opportunities right now to get into these, you know, just classic stocks with long-term plays ahead. And I love the fact that you're showing everybody what the Bishop family is doing with their own money. So thanks for coming on the Wealthwise podcast. Thanks for telling us about what you're seeing and what you're going to be offering here soon. I'm excited to check it out myself. I'm sure a lot of our listeners are as well. So thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, it's awesome, man. Thanks. And by the way, AT&T is on my list. So that's one of those stocks that is definitely going to be a part of the portfolio. Just the reasons you said. It's bulletproof, great dividend. People are not going to stop using their cell phones. They've got pricing power. Just a great, great company that I'm confident is going to be much higher from here in the coming year or two. If you want a couple other ones, I'm looking at Wynn Casinos. Now, people are giving up on casinos here. That stock is in the dumpster, but I think Wynn Casinos is going to be a big winner at the end of the day. So when people come back and they are not afraid of being around each other again, they're going to go gamble. Gambling never goes out of style. So Wynn Casinos is going to be there to benefit from it. So I think that's another big winner out there.
I love it. Give us one more. AT&T, Wynn Casinos. What's another one that people can look at?
Well, we got Apple, of course. But I know Apple's kind of boring. Who doesn't want Apple? So everybody knows Apple. I mainly have Apple in the portfolio because I do a lot of option trading around Apple. So another benefit of this service, by the way, is I'll be doing longer term option trade with very, very conservative ways. So I'll be teaching people how to do, you know, covered calls, maybe some protective puts, things that are very easy to put in place that are very conservative option trades that help you just kind of boost the return of your portfolio. So it's one thing just to hold Apple and try to get a return on it. But when you can have a little bit of option trading on top of it, you can really boost the income from your portfolio and the gains on it. So I'm going to show people how I do that as well. But the other pick
sounds like the best of both.
Another one I've got in there is Avalon Properties, AVB, Alpha Victor Bravo. That's one of the best apartment community REITs out there. Great dividend. They're under a lot of pressure right now. People are very unsure what's going to happen with the markets and people can pay their rent or not. But you know what? People always end up finding a way to pay their rent. These guys are always going to stay at near max capacity. They're a great community. It's just, it's one of those stocks you really want to get involved with when the price comes down to levels like this. So I have no problem putting money to work there. I'm very confident that stock will rebound much higher from here and a great dividend. So I'm looking, I just love dividends. It's one of my favorite things. So I look for stocks that have great dividends, have a good history of it, and will look to pay me a lot in the future. So that's on my list right there.
Well, it sounds like now's to be a great time to acquire quite a few of those to be able to, you know, put those in our accounts and let them pay us over the next several years to come. Jeff, thanks so much for these picks, for, you know, opening up the Bishop family portfolio to us. I'm excited. We'll put links in the podcast so that folks can get access to check that out when it's available. And thanks for giving us your 2 cents on the market. Always appreciate it.
You got it, man. Thank you. It's always good to talk to you, Ben.
Thanks. Have a great day.
Well, that's a wrap for this episode. Thanks for listening. I invite you to visit RagingBull.com/podcast. That's RagingBull.com/podcast to discover more episodes, to learn more about people who have created, built, and lived successful lives. Also, remember to subscribe to one of Raging Bull's newsletters. Join me on the next episode as we share more stories from our guests on the wisdom behind wealth and how they built their own success. Raging Bull Podcast is brought to you by RagingBull.com, helping traders succeed through education, resources, and where you can watch real traders make trades. Raging Bull, learn to trade. We'll show you how.